All right, it is 12:02 p.m. on March 27th, 2023. This is the time and date scheduled for a pre-hearing conference in PSC file number PU-22-391. This is a siting application for SCS Carbon Transport LLC for the Midwest Carbon Express CO2 pipeline project. I scheduled this pre-hearing conference to discuss tomorrow's hearing in Gwinner, North Dakota. So I'd like to keep the conversation specific to just tomorrow's hearing and not general issues for this case. Appearing for our pre-hearing conference today are the following. On behalf of the applicant is Attorney Lawrence Bender. On behalf of the Public Service Commission is Attorney Zach Pelham. On behalf of the interveners are Attorneys Brian Jordy and Stephen Leibel. And we also have PSC staff member Victor Shook. I really wanted to, after the last hearing, I wanted to schedule this pre-hearing conference to just talk about the schedule for tomorrow and the available time we have for this hearing. And I apologize, I probably should have had this scheduled this last week, so my apologies that this is so last minute. But just to kind of outline what we have available for hearing time tomorrow, I want to go through that, and then I just kind of want to go around and see how many witnesses and anticipated length for testimony from the parties. So I believe we have our hearing starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, and the commissioners and staff are coming in by plane. So it's my understanding, due to restrictions with the state plane and pilot schedules and time, that the plane needs to leave Gwinner by 9 p.m. So I think in order for that to happen, we need to be concluding the hearing around, at the very latest, 8 to 8:15 tomorrow night. So with that in mind, assuming that we go that full time, you know, I'll plan on taking at least a morning break and an afternoon break that are usually 15 to 20 minutes, and then two meal breaks, at least 30 minutes for those. So I think best estimate, we have about 9 hours for testimony and public comment. Obviously, public comment is really going to depend how many people come to the hearing and how many people want to provide testimony, so I know that's impossible to predict today. And I think I just heard somebody join. Can I ask who just called in?
Devin Pranis.
Good afternoon, Mr. Pranis. I apologize. We started without you since I had everybody else on the line. So.
No. That's my fault.
Okay. All right. So with that in mind, and Mr. Pranis, I was just going through the schedule for tomorrow, and I guess the bottom line is I think we have about 9 hours at most for tomorrow's hearing for testimony and public comment. So I'm going to start with you, Mr. Bender. Do you know how many witnesses you plan to offer tomorrow?
Thank you, Your Honor. I haven't totally decided that that issue yet. One of the things I'm considering doing, Your Honor, is because we put our case on, for the most part, in Bismarck. I know that the hearing here in Gwinner is to discuss some of the things that are going on in Dickey County and Sargent County. And then, of course, there were some questions that were asked by the commissioners having to do with the SHPO letter and the geological survey letter and the what where we are on right-of-way acquisition and also the coal mine, one of the things I've considered doing is just putting on one witness, updating the commission with respect to the SHPO letter, the geological survey letter, the right-of-way acquisition, and the coal mine, and then leave it to the interveners to go forward. As you know, Your Honor, we've presented our case for the most part, as I indicated, in Bismarck, but we have not heard from the interveners, and it just seems to me that time might be better spent with the interveners presenting their case, and then, of course, the commission having an opportunity to hear from the public. So what I'm saying, Your Honor, is that we can make it very short, but obviously if the commission has questions or commission staff has questions, we could respond to those. But we just don't think it makes much sense to spend a bunch of time going over what we went through in the long day in Bismarck.
Yeah, and I tend to agree with you, Mr. Bender, but I'll let the other parties weigh in on that as well. Mr. Pelham, I assume you're not planning on calling any witnesses on behalf of the PSC tomorrow?
That's correct. We are not. Could I respond to Mr. Bender's statement?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think from the commission's perspective, we are not opposed to what Mr. Bender is proposing. I would say, though, that I do think for purposes of the members of the public that are attending in Gwinner tomorrow, that there needs to be a summation of the project by a company witness and presented in that fashion, specific as to the counties that are covered for this particular hearing. So I would only offer that as an addition to what Mr. Bender had to say. Same time, from the commission standpoint, it's not our role to instruct any party, intervener, or applicant on the manner in which to connect their case. But for purposes of my thoughts and my opinion on what's being discussed, that's what it is. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And I'm not sure, on behalf of interveners, Mr. Jordy, are you going to be lead counsel tomorrow?
Well, based on some comments that were made, we might be reconsidering that, and so maybe if I can, but I can address, if it's my time to address any thoughts on behalf of interveners, if that's your intention.
Yes, and maybe I am recording this, and I forgot to have you do this at the front end. I know that you guys are representing multiple interveners. Could you maybe, just for the purpose of the record, indicate specifically who you will be representing tomorrow?
Well, so at this time, at this particular hearing, and again, this might change, but our intent prior to noon today was Rose Dotsenrod, Ben Dotsenrod, and Shirley Wallach, W-A-L-O-C-H. Now, I preface that because based on Mr. Bender's comments, and maybe a little clarification could help, but landowners, interveners, of course, have no burden of proof. And given that these are all separate hearings, it seems like they would need to put on their case at each separate one. Otherwise, any person, any intervener testifying or participating, and frankly, anyone with public comment, after the initial hearing would be disadvantaged to the fact that how could you prepare your cross-examination or give cross-examination, conduct cross-examination, or then even in the public comments, make appropriate comments if you haven't heard what the pipeline company is, you know, claiming as their case in chief and putting it out there. So I think that's a potential problem. Now, if it's going to be short-circuited for the benefit of, I guess, the staff and the PSC in general, because it's kind of like, well, we already heard this. That's one thing, but no one showing up at Gwinner heard anything that happened in near Burleigh County. So I think that's a potential issue. And Based on, I guess, kind of what I'm hearing here and the fact that we're looking to set this continuance in Burleigh County, I think it is maybe more prudent that our three folks who are intending to show up maybe do so and simply provide testimony without counsel there, because unless they're going to go through, you know, the full presentation, it doesn't make any sense for us to be there. And so I would, you know, and if there's going to be an objection, well, these three folks have been recognized formally as interveners and they can't participate without counsel present, then we might have to move to withdraw their intervention status so the three of them can simply provide their comments and have their, you know, have their say at this time. So that's, I guess, kind of how I'm looking at it now.
Before this pre-hearing conference and this discussion, Mr. Jordy, was your plan to have all three interveners testify tomorrow?
Correct. They're ready to testify. I guess how I would modify that is, you know, of course, obviously, the Q&A, the formality of that, at the end of the day, they just want to get their thoughts into the record. And so I would submit that it might be more appropriate. And again, this then could fit into the condensed schedule and then the plane schedule. And I understand, we, you know, there's some practical things we need to work around. But I would suggest they be allowed, and I would ask for Mr. Bender's stipulation that the three of those individuals be allowed to simply read into the record what would have otherwise been back and forth. That'll speed things along, and then they'll have had their say. That's what I would request.
Okay. And before I go back to you, Mr. Bender, I just want to ask Mr. Pranis, and I know Mr. Pranis, you and I spoke during a break at the last hearing. It was my understanding that you plan to offer testimony or witnesses at one of the hearings, but then you ended up having to leave early from the Bismarck one, so that didn't happen, which was okay because we ran out of time anyway. So I guess my question is, Mr. Pranis, were you planning on appearing tomorrow, and if so, are you planning to present witnesses tomorrow?
Yes, Your Honor. I plan to appear tomorrow, and with your permission, we wanted to present. I have one witness who is not me, and also wanted to present the report that we commissioned looking at economic impacts of that. And I think Gwinner's as good a place as any to provide that, and I would be the primary witness.
Okay.
If Your Honor is willing and other parties don't object, to present, to just briefly present myself and be available for questions.
Okay.
Rather than a separate witness, and it would just be those two, and I don't anticipate those two taking, you know, more than 40 minutes at the most between them, maybe less, like maybe a half hour.
Okay. All right, thank you. Then I'll go back to you, Mr. Bender. Do you have any response or thoughts regarding Mr. Jordy's comments?
I don't believe I would have an objection to Mr. Jordy's clients appearing and reading a statement into the record, conditioned upon Mr. Jordy bringing those three individuals to some other hearing, be it in Bismarck or probably the last hearing that we have in Bismarck, so that in the event that they say some things that I may want to ask them questions of, that Mr. Jordy would be present. I suspect Mr. Jordy will not want me to conduct any cross-examination without him in the room, and I understand that. So if he would like to go forward with that, conditioned upon me having the opportunity to cross-examine at a later date, and I may not, but just that opportunity, I would stipulate to that.
Okay. Mr. Pelham, any thoughts?
My only thought is even public members of the public who provide testimony are questioned. So I don't know the procedure that we've got in place. I would think that there may be questions from the commissioners. I may have questions of them. I think if they testified, you know, just in a generic term as a member of the public and provided testimony, they'd be subject to questioning. So I don't know that there's a procedure where they wouldn't be questioned or the potential for their questioning at the hearing. And I don't know if Mr. Jordy's intention was to not allow them to be questioned. I don't know that. I didn't hear him say that, but maybe he can clarify on that point.
Sure. Mr. Jordy?
Yes. I think, you know, being questioned based on, you know, limited to not go outside the scope of what they specifically say is fine. I mean, I agree. If you speak from a member of the public, you are subjected to questions potentially. So I guess I don't have a problem with that. I mean, in the spirit of things, I think what Mr. Bender was getting at, and which I respect and agree with, is he, you know, wouldn't go into a full-blown cross-examination necessarily. And so insofar as in the spirit of things, I would appreciate that is the process. I think the fact that they're speaking, they technically are open to questions. And I guess if there are any, they could be asked. So I would agree to that.
Mr. Jordy, would your intent to have your clients appearing for that continued Bismarck hearing then? Or what are your plans in that regard?
That's a great question, and it's really dependent, Your Honor, on when that is. As you can certainly appreciate, and we are, you know, dealing with your own constraints with staff and whatnot. Our folks, you know, it's in the March. There's going to be all sorts of things going on in terms of production agriculture, and so it's really kind of depends when that schedule is. But yes, short answer, yes, we will be bringing certainly more than a handful of folks to that the kind of conclusion of the Bismarck hearing. And these could be some. I will tell you that this location is convenient, more convenient for their time and expense and away from chores. And so that's why the three individuals I mentioned would like to simply say their piece. And I would think that's maybe 10 minutes each. This is not going to be lengthy.
Okay. And just, you know, as we're talking about this and I'm thinking about that continued Bismarck hearing, I think we're going to have time issues with that hearing too. So, you know, Mr. Jordy and Mr. Leibel, just so you guys know, you know, we're going to be limited on time for that continued hearing too. And I know Mr. Bakke wants to present witnesses too. So, you know, I know I started this pre-hearing by talking about 9 hours, and I mean, that's not nothing. That's quite a bit of time. So, please, I guess my thought is please keep in mind that I don't want to pack everything into that continued Bismarck hearing, because I think we're going to have time issues there too. So,
Your Honor,
go ahead. Yep.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was done. Go ahead.
Oh, so this is Mr. Jordy. I, you know, just as a, I guess as an aside, for instance, in South Dakota, the hearing there for Summit is taking place over 15 trial or 15 hearing days. I realize we currently have four set with the one additional, or I mean one that's happened, three more, and then one additional follow-on day. We certainly try to do our best. You know, this is a pretty important docket to a lot of people, and it's complex and never done before in the history of the state of North Dakota, nor has the commission ever proceeded over this particular type of pipeline. And so I guess we would certainly advocate for to be flexible as the commission can on allowing enough time for all that to occur.
Yep, and I totally get all that, Mr. Jordy. It's my understanding, and maybe Victor can, or Mr. Shook can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure they're only looking at one additional hearing date. Mr. Shook, am I correct on that?
Yes, you are correct.
Okay. So I don't have any control over that. That's up to the PSC, so I guess you can make your pitch to them. But as of now, I think the parties are looking at one additional hearing day in Bismarck. So that's probably going to be similar to what we had at the last one, where we're going to have a limited amount of time for that day. Excuse me, and a number of witnesses to get in. So I'm not necessarily dictating anything, but I just want the parties to be aware of where we're at with that.
And Your Honor, again, and Brian Jordy, in regards to that, and since we're all here, will there be a set order? Are the interveners, should we be talking offline and coordinating to try to be as efficient as possible, or what's the best practice for, frankly, any of these hearings, but specifically the Bismarck one?
Mr. Jordy, and I guess to all the parties, I think that's a good idea. My plan is, once we have a hearing date for that last hearing, I'm planning holding another pre-hearing conference, because I think, if we learned anything from the last hearing, having a game plan going in is probably a better idea than trying to do it on the fly the day of the hearing. So my plan would be to have another pre-hearing conference to talk about scheduling for that day and the amount of time we're going to have, et cetera. So as much as the interveners can get together and talk about that before that pre-hearing, that would be helpful, I think.
Is there a reason why we're not doing pre-filed testimony? Sorry, Kevin Pratt. Is why we're not doing pre-filed testimony for that Bismarck hearing?
I don't know the answer to that. Mr. Shook, do you know?
There's absolutely no problem with doing pre-filed testimony in any of these proceedings.
I mean, I've found that can cut down the time significantly, because then the focus is on questions rather than reading through the testimony.
Sure. Was there somebody else that had some comments?
I'm sorry, just this is the last thing on the first for tomorrow, Your Honor. So just in the spirit of kind of the order and knowing the flow of things, given that we've reached an agreement that our three folks will show up, will they be able to go first after obviously Summit goes, and then the staff, where will they be in line, just so I don't have them there for 9 hours, if we can kind of narrow that down, please?
Sure. Normally, and it, excuse me, I think it makes sense to continue the normal procedure for tomorrow's hearing. So Summit will present its witnesses first. And then, given what we've talked about today, Mr. Jordy, I think your clients would go next, and then we would move to public testimony. Well, actually,
that's great. So we'll have
go back. Mr. Jordy, your clients would go, I'd call them first, then I'd have Mr. Pranis present his witnesses, and then public testimony.
Okay, very good. So I'll need to have them there ready to go first thing in the morning, it sounds like.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I don't anticipate, even if Summit's witnesses provide more, a summary or more information about the project than maybe originally thought. I don't think it'll be as lengthy as their testimony in Bismarck. So.
Okay,
that's correct, Your Honor.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. This is Lawrence Bender again. Even if we don't do it as abbreviated as I initially discussed at the beginning of this telephone conversation, it's still going to be relatively brief, an outline from one, possibly two witnesses about the project, timing, cost, that sort of thing. I understand that the public is coming. They may not have heard what happened in Bismarck. We'll give them a flavor for the pipeline. I mean, keeping in mind everything we've been talking about is in the application, so maybe they couldn't attend the Bismarck hearing, but they certainly had access to those materials. And I understand I can't. commission or the commission staff or others from asking the public questions, and as a result of that, can't control questions that might be asked of Mr. Jordy's clients. But I do not intend to do any sort of full cross-examination. Mr. Jordy has been cooperating here today, and I trust him that he'll have those three people at the Bismarck hearing, if at all possible. And if there's specific questions I want to ask him, I'm going to have an opportunity to do it there.
All right.
This is Brian Jordy. One clarification on that. That's all correct. I would request the courtesy of having, say, 10 days or 2 weeks or some advance notice, rather than not knowing if questions want to be asked, and then they make the trek and they're sitting there and it's like, oh, I didn't need to ask questions. So, I mean, I guess, you'll know after tomorrow if there's something you want to follow up on, Mr. Bender, and I'd appreciate if you could give us a heads up, if that makes sense.
I have no problem there with that at all. I think that's a fair request.
All right. Are there any other issues the parties want to discuss regarding tomorrow's hearing? Mr. Bender, did you have anything?
I don't have anything further, Your Honor.
All right. And Mr. Pelham?
Nothing further. Thank you.
Mr. Jordy or Mr. Leibel?
Brian Jordy, if for instance, and I don't think we will, but say a fourth, person comes and they want to say their piece, I would just respectfully request they be added, at the end of the three that are there. I don't think that'll be the case, but just in case, rather than having them sit there all day, that's what I would request.
That's fine if there's some way you can let me know that they're part of your group versus, member from the public.
We'll coordinate that. Yeah,
okay.
We'll coordinate that, Your Honor. And anyone I didn't mention, again, I don't think this is going to be the case, but they would go immediately after the third of the three I did mention.
Okay.
So they'd be ready.
All right. Yep. Sounds good. Mr. Pranis, did you have anything else for today?
No, Your Honor.
And Mr. Shook, did I miss anything that we need to talk about before the hearing tomorrow?
No, I think you covered it nicely. Thank you.
All right. I thank all of you for calling in today and making time for this pre-hearing. I think this was helpful to talk about tomorrow's hearing and having a better game plan going into it. So thank you very much. I will note for the record that it's 12:29 p.m. That will conclude our pre-hearing conference, and be seeing most of you tomorrow.
Thank you,
Your Honor. Thank you. Bye-bye.